Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, come check out the Proof Negative Radio Show here on FreedomizerRadio.com, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast as we fight the New World Order and rock the health freedom world together.
Stop the music, because this, I don't even understand this. A federal judge, who obviously doesn't like his country, has reapproved the emergency order blocking Georgia from wiping the state voting machines. Why would we be wiping the state voting machines? Why does it take a federal judge to say, no, let's not erase all of that data yet? Joe Manchin, he came out yesterday and he said, I just can't believe that 72 million people were either that mad or that scared of the Democratic Party to vote for what I consider a very flawed individual. Now listen to this. This is Joe Manchin. This is the kind line they're taking.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show here on Freedomizer Radio. We want you to feel empowered about driving a car, going into a store, or eating in public without shoes on. The average person thinks laws exist, and we will show you how there are none. So kick back, listen to the show, and if you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6208 and press 1 to talk on the air. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the radio show. I hope you can hear me.
All right, I'm here with you.
Awesome. Hi, Dave. How are you?
I feel like I have not talked to you in a long time.
Oh, but it's just been 1 week, right?
Yes. Yeah, we were supposed to go out of town this weekend, but it didn't happen, so I'm here.
Uh-huh. Do you have to do it next week, or you're planning to be here?
Uh-huh. We'll see.
Yes. Sure, sure. And how was your day? How was your week? What's happening?
Believe it or not, I did an Epsom salt soak, and something in the Epsom salt slightly burned me. So now I'm back to having a wrap on.
Oh, in your feet?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I had some kind of reaction to it. Out of all the things, it's like I'm finally done with this, but then the Epsom salt, it just ripped it right back open.
But I think it will heal, right? Because right this time it's just something from outside, so it should heal faster, probably.
Yeah, hopefully this is just a short time and I can finally be normal again. It's hard to run barefoot as legal if I can't do what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yes. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Have you looked into fasting? Maybe that can help you with healing faster.
I do the intermittent fasting, but I haven't done a water fast in a while.
Yeah. Okay. But you could do it, no? What do you think? Are you open to it? Have you been doing intermittent fasting for a long time?
The longest one I did was 3 days.
Uh-huh. Wow.
But I have not done it recently.
Uh-huh. Why did you do it?
Because I'm open to trying different things. So I wanted to see if it would help with another issue. And I guess it worked.
Yes. Wow. That's amazing. Really, really cool. I really wish that and send you healing energy and blessings that it heals faster. And then maybe you can look into healing it with fasting and... I don't know, maybe food, cleansing, and body, whatever you think works more for your body.
Yeah, I went last night to try to look for mangosteen again, but the store that I usually go to started requiring scans on your face again, so I did not go in.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So,
yeah, I have to. Okay.
But other than that, what's on the menu for today with discussing the barefoot lifestyle?
Well, first I wanted to share my experience. I'm in a city and then whatever is happening, you know, because I usually am in the village side. And I came to the city, and then I'm barefoot, of course, moving around, and barefooting has not been a big issue here. But the mask bare space is kind of really strict, especially in malls and stuff. I went for shopping today, and I was at Shopper Stop, and first when we were entering, they kind of stopped us from entering, saying, oh, where is the mask? And we were like, oh, it's not compulsory. We keep going. We left. And we were inside, and then the manager came and he was like, oh, there are other people in the mall as well, and what are you doing? And then they were, my friend is a lawyer, and then we said that, you know, it's not really mandated, it's not possible. There's this order which has come from the Ministry of Health Affairs in India that only symptomatic patients are mandated to wear masks, but people, they are advised to wear masks, but it's not mandatory. So it's in some section, okay, 4, clause 4 or something. Yeah. So then we spoke about that, and then they were still like, no, it's government protocol, it's COVID protocol, it's private protocol. They had no idea what they were saying. And then we kind of like confronted them a little bit, and they were like, okay, we're not spending money on something which is, you know, which cannot give us our freedom to just roam around, and the experience is so bad that we're just leaving. We don't want to spend our money on this. Then we left from there. And then we went to a fruit shop, so a local kind of a food shop, and then we had the same thing, but here this is not like a big mall, it was a small shop, and then all the people were saying, oh, you should wear mask, and then we were very chill with them. We were like, hey, it's not good for your health, we are maintaining 6 feet distance if you want to, but like we're telling you it's not good for you. And then these people were so open and receptive, they were listening, they allowed us to buy our fruits. And so this is what I figured, that in the cities it's kind of becoming weird, especially in places where, there are big corporations. But small people in India are kind of realizing. So we had an auto driver also, and then we were talking to him, and he was like, yeah, I know it's poison, I'm not going to put it. And then later, one of our friends has lived in a proper society, and there they were really harassing him for not wearing masks. He had an auto driver, and then they took the key off the auto driver, and they were like, even when you're going out, you have to wear masks. So many things happened today. And also, there was this worldwide protest, so I went to the protest in the city over here. In Mumbai, apparently there were lots of people, but here not so many. And but still there were people, and then people are coming together. It was a great experience to meet them and stuff. So I just wanted to start with this, telling about what happened. It's full moon, and some things are happening. I also had this live session with another guy called Eli Martyr. He's a fruitarian for around 5 years now, and he's a stuntman in Hollywood. Yeah, he's a stuntman in Hollywood, and he's got big muscles, and he was talking about fruitarian diet and everything. So all of that was quite good. That was my, experience. Yes. I shared a lot on bear mask in India.
Okay, so and nobody said anything, obviously, about you not having shoes on.
Yes, nothing. I was just going everywhere around without shoes, but nothing happened. No one has any problem. With respect to what I want to share about that also more, probably I'll make a video on how's the experience of being in a city once again, different city. And I was also looking at the news called Indian paper, and they have this news on farmers protesting. So I'm not sure if you're aware of farmer protests, but the Punjab Congress chief Navjot Singh Sidhu on Saturday said for him the victory of the Kisan Morcha, which is the farmers protest, is the top priority, and he will go barefoot to meet farmers protesting the center farm laws whenever they call me. So there's basically they're trying to centralize farming as well in India, which is part of the whole whatever is going on.
Right.
Agriculture is like the source of our economy. So they want to make it centralized, and that's why these farmers are protesting. And they're protesting in Punjab, which is in North India. And the chief of that, you know, the Congress chief over there has said that he's going to meet the farmers bare. So just like looking at how, you know, barefooting is so different in India compared to USA. Barefooting is kind of devotion in India. And it's so widely accepted as well, especially in the traditional parts, which I always, always mention. So this is the first thing that I wanted to share. What do you think about this? Okay.
What's that? About thinking about what? How your farmers have decided to join in protest?
Yeah, I think you don't have much information about why the protest is going on. So I would rather ask you the second question, which is what do you think, like, you know, in India, in U.S., you see people are so adamant, like, you know, and they get, like, all angry, as you were saying. They're open with flip-flops, but they're not, like, they get, like, so uncomfortable.
Well, that's just it's with
yeah.
the conditioning, though, that people have been told
yeah.
their whole life that it's wrong and it's illegal. And I know here it's a lot different than in your country. Where here, a lot of people are worried about what somebody will think about them.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, exactly. And because in India, probably there's like a route to spirituality, so it becomes easier for people to be barefoot, which is kind of great. I think we are working towards making USA also open to barefoot, because it's good for our health.
Yeah, but here
yeah.
in America, everybody likes to spend $200 U.S. On sneakers that were made in the Qingyang district in China, which is the slave labor. So they like to support that, and they laugh at us for not supporting that.
Yeah, I know what you think. So I was just I'm looking at another news, which is right here. It's on the website called theglobe.com, and they're asking a question. Is it legal to drive barefoot in Detroit? In Minnesota State Patrol. Okay. So they're still driving a motorized.
That comes up a lot.
Yeah.
And,
say it again.
I've done a lot of those type of interviews where each newspaper or a radio station will ask if it's against the law, and then since we're a subject matter expert, that we have to tell everybody that it's not against the law. Although we haven't done much press lately, but people are still asking, and it becomes a very big topic here in the United States because people have been told it's illegal. So between that and the negative stereotype against people like us, that's why people are afraid. And I just sent you what one of the most popular styles of sandals are for the last year and this year. And
yes,
people are willing to wear that. The Katy Perry
yes.
sandals, she's a famous singer in America. So
yes.
You see those?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, it's like people need to revalidate their values quite a bit. So, actually, but then I would still like to read aloud the answer that is there, that this guy has given.
Go ahead.
So driving a driving a motor vehicle barefoot in Minnesota is legal, although short footwear is safer. Crashes are sometimes caused by loose sandals or flip-flops, the interfere with the brake and acceleration pedals. This brings up another safety issue. Make sure the driver's side door mat is secured in place. Most new vehicles have a tab attached to the floor of the vehicle that secures the door mat to the floor. This ensures that the mat does not interfere with the brake or accelerator pads. So, another safe behavior that I simply observe on the road is when the front seat passenger places their feet on the dashboard while the vehicle is in motion. I caution that in the event of airbag deployment, serious injuries could occur to the driver and passenger. So, yeah, they're not really talking much about what happens when you are there, but they're talking about how secured footwear is better. This is so strange, okay? The article says, is it legal to drive barefoot? And the answer is yes, and then they're not talking about barefooting at all. It's just right, right? Yes. Then there's something that is called barefoot jeans. Do you know about this, Dave?
Yes.
What is that?
So the barefoot shoes, they're made to be an extremely thin piece of rubber that it's like the least amount of rubber that you can have under your foot, but then the rest of the foot is covered by shoe also. So they think it's called a barefoot shoe, but to me it's still if you can't feel the ground and your foot is covered, then I don't care what you call it, but I call it a foot prison.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not the same as going barefoot. You don't receive any effects from grounding because the rubber underneath, no matter how thin it is, it's still rubber.
Yes. Of course, and then, it's damaging for the environment, it's damaging for your feet. I was trying to open an article, but my internet is very slow again. That's a lot in the U.S. as well.
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, does internet fluctuate a lot in U.S. as well, or mostly it's stable?
For the most part, it's stable here.
Uh-huh. Even in the places which are away from the city?
Well, I know you're in a village, so that might be different. I don't know, but I'm in a big city.
Yes, yes, of course. So I was just looking at another news. My internet is better now, and which is talking about this picture of Elon Musk and his bed. They have given masks to his feet, and the mask that went to it is 2.65 out of 5. And it's quite lower for feet. I wonder how have they come up with this. And then they're talking about that there are 13 photos of Elon Musk's feet that have been uploaded in the last 2.5 months, and the users have submitted their ranking on his lower. Oh my god. think it was such a thing. But it's nice to see the picture there. Around 2 weeks.
Yeah, I really didn't. I've seen that article a bunch of times because people keep sharing it. But yeah, he. It's not like he went to a store or anything. He was just at his house. Yes.
Yeah.
But
yes.
People are just conditioned. They see someone, and it doesn't matter whether it's in their house. Or in their yard or wherever, they see someone without shoes on and they're just conditioned that they have to go tease that person.
Yeah. I do agree.
Like, I don't know about you in India, Kartika, but here in the United States, believe it or not, there are people that refuse to go to a karate class because they can't wear shoes in karate.
Wow. Can you what do they do in the karate class? Can you say it again?
Yeah, you're not allowed to wear shoes in karate class. So people in America don't want to take the class because they can't wear their shoes.
Wow, that's really sad. Oh God, like culture shock. There's a lot of news that is talking about if it's easy to drive in a system or belt it. And they're just talking about how you could lose control if you are belt it on not having proper shoes, like there is a system.
Yeah, I have no idea what you just said. I'm sorry.
Okay, so the Driving Standard Agency, the regulatory body for the UK driving test, previously said suitable shoes are particularly important behind the wheel. We would not recommend driving barefoot because you don't have the same braking force with barefoot as you do with shoes on. And then they have some guidelines on like how should they choose the shoes and for driving. But then they're not saying if it's lawful or not. Do you know if it's lawful in legal in UK to wear the mask?
Yes, everyone basically says the same thing, but then you have the people that have never tried it. Everybody will agree there's no law against it, but then the people that have never tried it before like to put out there that it's not safe and you shouldn't do it.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So that's just people that just don't know. They're just they feel like they have to. They have to say that so people don't get mad or don't know or don't want to try it. That's one thing we have to fight about, that you see all these people that tell you not to do it because they've never tried it.
Yes. Yeah. Same with the... What? The people, they haven't tried going out in fresh air and really experience what it is, so they think that there is corona, so mind-boggling for them. And they are scared. Are you going out?
So, Kartika, it's time for a break here because it's the top of the hour. So,
all right,
I can play the commercials.
Okay, but Dave, it's not 1 hour; it's half an hour only.
Yes, we take a break every 30 minutes. So we take a break at my time right before the show, and then at 11, okay. 11, and 11:30. So we have 3 commercial breaks in the 90-minute show. Every 30 minutes, we take a break.
All right. Okay, go ahead then.
If we have a guest, we might skip the break, but we don't have a guest right now, so we'll take the break.
Okay, awesome.
All right, so I got this. You got about 4 minutes or so, so we'll be right back,
okay.
Everyone.
Hey, everybody, this is Cece. You know, we at Hope Radio promise to do this thing together. So we will find a way to greater prosperity, greater health, greater purpose, and greater hope. Join us, Hope Radio with Cece, on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors. This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time
that you eat. High-quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with produce.
It may taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do... Why would you?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meat, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Now, back to Barefoot is Legal Radio here on Freedomizer Radio.
All right, so we're
Hello.
Back.
Yes.
Hello again.
Hi, Dave.
So what's next?
I wanted to ask you that how is it that you sometimes put the video videos, like the audio for the videos? How do you manage it in your
How do I play music before I go on? Is that what you're asking?
No, for example, last time you put this some video, some comic video was supposed to be put, and then you put it on. Like, for example, as I know how to put, but if I want to put some video, how do I put the audio?
Oh, yes.
The video?
If you're on the switchboard, you can go where the audio clips are, and there's a cloud.
Okay.
And then you upload audio. And if it's for Barefoot is Legal, you put B-I-L in front of it so it's easy to find. And then if you need to find clips, you just look up Barefoot is Legal and or B-I-L, and all your stuff will show up.
Okay. And can I also upload stuff in it? For example... You know, if I have a video or audio that I want to put, can I also do that? Or is it just from the...
Yes, but it can only be an MP3, though.
Okay. I will try to, like, look into it. And I do this before the show, right? I upload the video before the show, and then I can use it.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm thinking the day you will not be there, I definitely have someone to talk with me. Either one of my friends or, like, I will invite somebody, some barefooter from somewhere across the world.
Correct.
Yes. So, you couldn't go tonight because of your feet, and was it that your partner was not available? What happened?
If I'm not available, what happens? I did not understand too well there.
No. I was saying, why couldn't you go to meet your family? Was it because of your feet, or was it because of your family not being available? I was curious.
Well, it was not a family. I didn't go see my family. I was supposed to go out of town, and that did not happen.
Uh-huh.
So I figured I don't want to leave you by yourself. If I'm here, I'll talk to you.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. It's better to
tell your news. So I don't want to leave you, and we have not exactly had our BIL. One thing I want you to start doing more of is within the group, remind people
yes.
that you have the radio show and that you want some, that you would like to have some of our members be a guest on the show and to discuss and to ask people to call in. So I want this yes. to be something that people see you and they know that that we have a radio show.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, sure. I have to put in more time also in this movement. I will definitely.
Right.
Yes. I'm just like going to the Barefoot website and looking at the article. And then there was an article which says why you should ditch your shoes and go barefoot. Number one, if you're indoors. So it just doesn't feel as if I'm really home until I'm best. And then it's a freeing feeling. It definitely is a even in the cities when there are roads and not grass, I feel so much better not wearing shoes. Though, at times in cities, probably I prefer to be dirty or I don't know the place much. I was kind of, it's like 1.5 years for the first time trying to, you know, experimenting with wearing shoes, at least for a little bit. For example, if you're going to a government building or something like that and you want to avoid conflict. So I really think that's a good point to bring up, which is that sometimes you walk away around your beliefs and your values. It's really like if there's a movement, for example, the barefoot that we're talking about, and I truly believe in it, and this is a life that I resonate with so much. But if it's really dirty and you're going to a public toilet or, you know, you feel that the city is not safe, some area of the city, especially if you're living in India, then you could pick up your footwear and, you know, wear it. In the last 1.5 years, I didn't really feel it, but this time I kind of felt it. That is just sometimes easier to avoid your, you know, a little bit of stress sometimes. So, as article and third point that it says, it's easy to get caught up in the world of speakers and expressionism, but it's also important to connect with nature and the world. Feet out and shoes. So, if your housemates wear doors, every event, it's why we feel. Your experience was not wearing shoes, if you have to clean your footwear or your shoes, definitely easier to clean your shoes, yeah. There's two writing classes, not volunteer writing.
I did not hear the last sentence.
I said, did you write this article or did you have a volunteer?
I've written a lot of articles. Where did you see the article?
On the website.
Oh, then I must have wrote it, I guess. Yeah. If it says barefoot is legal, then I wrote it.
Okay. Hmm. Do you have any share for this show?
Do I have any what?
Anything to share for today's show on the for Barefoot
Leaders? Well, I can always share some positive encouragement, I suppose.
Yes. Yes.
So there are a lot of people that, and by the way, let me just, before I do that, we are almost at 1,000 new members in the group total, because there are some people that left early this year due to COVID or due to whatever, Facebook banning them. So the Facebook group is at almost 1,000 new members for this year. And the business page is over 2,500, over 2,500 positive or plus for this year. So we're back at about 105,000. Our highest was right before COVID at 108,000.
Wow. Yeah, congratulations on that. I remember you shared it last time. After the meme incident, we got a lot of eyes on us, and we grew. I'm very happy about it. And congratulations to Bear for the Season Movement and our organization and everyone who's part.
So that means a lot of people are seeing our message again. And a lot of people would like to try this, except, like we said, they're afraid of someone not approving of that. And people get tattoos all the time. I don't have a tattoo, but a lot of people get them. And people don't approve of them, but they get them anyway, or they color their hair or do something else with their body. But why is it that for us it's different? And the thing is that a lot of people out there want to try what we're doing. They're just afraid of getting yelled at or someone does not approve of it.
Yes.
That's the only thing, mainly. They're not worried about all the other stuff. The fact of the matter is that they're looking for excuses other than saying, I'm too scared to try it. They give the other excuses that everybody else says.
Yes. Yeah. I think, I understand what you're saying. I think it's because knowing something like a hair color or a tattoo, they kind of see themselves as a part of a higher rung or somebody who's kind of standing out. And there is physical appearance also, like, you know, they're more into the that instead of like the core value, like having a tattoo.
Here in America, and I don't know if it's like this in India, but there's a lot of what they call body shaming, where people, it's okay to laugh at somebody because they're fat or they wear glasses or they have different colored hair. There's a movement to stop that, but it does not include us for some reason.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, there is a movement like that. We're creating the movement.
And there are people that have seen our stuff. We've had almost 170 million now of people that have viewed our business page on Facebook worldwide. So that's 170 million views almost. So some people have seen our stuff, but most of the United States has not seen it. And a lot of the views that we've had are from what we call trolls, where they come in at 50,000 people at a time to try and make fun of us at once, hoping that we shut our website and our page down and we go away. That's not going to happen, but that's their goal. They want people, they gather their group of people to target groups sometimes, and we're part of that every so often, where they will come bother us because they think if they bother us that we're going to close and we're just going to conform. And I'm not a conformer. I can't give up what I'm interested in just because some people might tease me. But they think that because most people are weak, that we are also weak, and we're not weak.
I'm with you.
Yeah, your audio is not coming in.
Yes, now it's better.
Yes. Sorry, if you asked me a question, I did not hear you. So go ahead. I'm here. I'm trying to hear you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was just asking how audible am I. So,
go ahead. Great.
Okay, great. So you were saying that how people, there's a lot of body shaming, and then people like expect us to basically close, and that's how they attack us as well. But the thing is, if I see around, you know, especially with what is happening, it's so much out on the surface that we are living in a society which is upside down. So everything that most of the people in society is doing kind of is very disconnected from their health, from their well-being, from connecting with your inner and spiritual self, or even just like living a good material life. So most of the people are slaves of the system, corporate systems, and then they not thinking for themselves at all. They don't know what is it in the vaccine, because no one has told them, but they still give their, you know, body to be vaccinated. Which is
correct.
Strange society that we're living in. If you see the food that we are eating, we are eating all kinds of stuff that is coming out of suffering, and then also is unclean, but because there's so much pesticides and there's so much chemicals in it. So like the whole society is something that not come from at all. And that is the outcome that they have towards the movement of barefooting as well, because they would call people hippies, or they would say that they don't have money and they're dirty and filthy, but they don't care about what they're putting in their body. Like, everyone is ready to get vaccinated, they put masks on their face, not even thinking this small little thing that...
Let's put it this way, Kartika. There are people that buy expensive Nike sneakers because they just came out, and they don't want anybody to think that they're poor. But they can't. But they need help paying rent for their house.
Yeah.
So that they can't pay their rent, but they can spend money on sneakers.
Exactly. Yes. On point. So. What people think is so important for people, they're just not thinking straight. They're just not thinking simple. They're not really thinking about their well-being, but they're caught in the world of is trying to impress the person. So, yeah, I don't really expect them to, like, you know, think straight when it comes to their food movement as well. They would just come and take out their frustration, and they would have low self-esteem, and so how do they feel better about themselves by putting somebody down?
Correct.
Right. Yeah. So that's how they get their thrill in life. And because, I mean, it's so straight because they're not too valued. They're not really at all. And they're in this bubble where they like...
No, well, correct, because they're so worried about, instead of taking care of their own house, because their own house is a failure, that they have to ruin somebody else's house.
Exactly, yeah. It comes from their own insufficiency, and if people could start working on that, probably they'd be more open to other people's choices and respect other people's freedom and body and space, to be barefoot, not wear masks, not with, like, vaccines and stuff. It's like, and as you said, you fill the gap in yourself by
I just made a meme a few minutes ago, and I'm going to show you just so that we can discuss the body shaming here. So let me send this to you.
Yes. They were also going to ask me, now you can see me for two months. How is it that I can see my team?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh, are you making something? Are you cooking? It sounds like a grinder on your side sometimes.
Oh, it's a fan.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so,
I have two fans on, actually.
Ah, it's very hot, huh?
So, yes, unfortunately, that's part of having a show with me, is that I'm not turning these fans off in here.
Sure. I don't.
If it's over
40
degrees Celsius, there will be fans on.
Yes, of course. I'm with you. I don't want a host which is sweating and is not able to speak just because I can't hear sound. I'm happy with the happy host who can speak.
So, yeah, I just sent you a meme that I'm going to publish right now.
Okay, awesome. I will have a look at it. Maybe now it's 12 o'clock, so we could take a break and then get into it.
Yes, and then one thing, too, when you're doing the show by yourself, remember to give the call number to people so they can call in. So, for example, if anyone out there listening would like to be a part of the show, we have time for some callers today. Please call 319-527-6208. And if you press number 1, that will signal that you want to talk to us live on the show. So if you press 1, we'll answer the call. So do you want me to take – I could take the break. That's fine. Yeah, we'll take a timeout real quick here, and we'll be right back.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life, your health, your love? Marriage. in your diet or politics. Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers. And we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about. And you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad. Okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
Good.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
But government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
Hi. I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com.
Okay, one more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom. Feel the fun. Feel the...
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
everyone get grounded one step at a time here on Barefoot is Legal Radio.
Kartika Dubey is here with us, the host of Barefoot is Legal. Welcome back, Kartika.
Hey, Dave. Thank you. I was just going through this funny meme that you made. Oh, my God. This is a really good one.
Yeah, I make a lot of memes. So, I want to know why we're in the United States, we're told we have to accept people sagging their pants so that we see their bare butt or their boxers, that's fine. That's black culture. But we, as the barefoot community, still it's okay to laugh at us.
Yes. I mean, that's a legit question for sure. What would be the answer to it?
The answer is that we have to stand up and actually do it more, and we have to get more people involved, and we have to push our message out. We miss out because we're too afraid to stand up. So if enough people got tired of it, then you start sharing memes, you have meetups, and you act like an organization, then it goes away. But until then, they're going to keep bullying.
Yes. But my question was, why is it that people are issues with the
Yeah, sorry, that's not coming through. I can't hear you.
I was saying, I wonder that why is it that people are okay with being bare butts but not bare feet? Like, how did it get into it? You know, that there's more shame with the feet. I understand what is it that we can do now. And that is like more and more people talking about it and pushing it and spreading awareness about it. But like what happened in the beginning that it became such a big deal and people started...
Well, with the kids sagging their pants, they kept doing it. And then even though they got yelled at and laughed at, they still did it. And enough people did it, so now it's considered okay. Even though a lot of us are offended by it, we can't say anything now because that's part of the black culture.
Yeah.
But enough people did it so that it became okay.
So why do you think that enough people are okay with, showing their cracks, but not okay with barefoot? Because
that's what we would like to know.
Maybe it's because it's fashion to have your pants down. It's kind of cool. That's how people see it. Oh, God, I am like imitating the black culture. But probably there is no fashionable association that is there with barefooting. So people are like, okay. No fashion, so let's not care about it. Yeah, that's how I can think. I don't know. I don't think anyone would do research on it.
Well, we'll see. I just try to make memes every week to raise awareness for our cause.
Yes. Yes, certainly a great job that you're doing. Yes. And what else? Do you think we'll have any other person coming in soon? I would definitely like to get some people to speak how much people who are best on to share their messages or...
Well, I would like to get you a co-host to replace me. So I did post in the Barefoot is Legal so that I like coming here, but I'm not going to be here every week. So
yes.
I want to find somebody that is willing to do that.
Okay. There was this one guy who wanted to take a podcast with me, so probably I'll contact him and see if he's willing to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. And what about the Cross Negative show? How's it going? Are you getting guests? How's the response?
Yes, we're getting we get regular guests on that show all the time.
Awesome.
And there's always stuff to talk about otherwise. Sometimes I don't book guests on purpose for a day just so I can catch up on news.
Yes. That's good.
So if you want to talk about the cryptocurrencies, they went up yesterday, finally, a little bit.
Yes.
I can't say if it's worth it yet to start investing again, but at least it went up.
Well, you invest when it's down, right?
I am back to a little bit ahead. I spent $650 U.S. on cryptos so far since December 6th. And right now, my portfolio is $690.36 American. So I'm up $40.
Awesome. But this is...
At one point, this was worth almost... $1,500.
Wow.
So this has dropped. All of the profit basically is gone. It was just over double my money, and now it's just slightly more than break even.
Yes. No. What I'm saying is that if you invest when the prices are low, so this is actually a good time to invest, and 2 days before was even a better time to invest.
Well, I was investing $50 every week or two. I started when Bitcoin was at 18,000 on December 6th, so that's probably where my profit is, and everything else is either break even or less.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to let my dog out of here. The dog was sleeping and having nightmares.
Was he moving in his sleep?
Yes, and whining.
That's funny. How are your cats and dogs doing? Are they doing good, healthy, happy?
Yes, they're all happy.
Sweet. I got two small kittens recently, so now I have a family of 5 animals and a few humans. But the kittens are super cute.
Yeah, we now have 6 cats and 3 dogs.
Woohoo! But that must be a lot of expenditure that you're putting in for feeding animals, huh?
Yeah, it is, but that's okay.
Yeah, of course, it's family. Because my cats, they fend for themselves, so I do something with that. And like,
sorry, your audio is not doing good.
I was saying your when you speak, there is this background sound which goes away, but as soon as you stop speaking, the background sound comes back.
Is that the fans?
I don't think so, because every time you speak, it goes away. But then when you don't speak, it's there.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah.
Kartika, I sent you another meme that I made yesterday.
Okay, I'll just have a look.
That's more for the ladies, I guess. So your audio is out.
No, I'm listening to you. It's like good for the ladies, huh? Find an excuse.
Yes.
But what a world would it be when you don't have to find excuses? But yeah, this is a great meme.
As long as you're holding the heels, then it's okay. If you don't have them visible and nobody can see, then people get offended.
Huh. Yes. I know. I feel special.
Yeah, that's the audio's bad again.
I was saying, also there is this irony that I can see in the meme is that, you know, you are kind of buying such expensive shoes and then because you would like to look appealing to other people and then you are going barefoot because the shoes are very painful. And the appreciation of the society is always perceived. Oh, wow. Woman, look at her. She's wearing these nice shoes, walking around. That's too confident. Which is very painful, you know. It's like you could be uncomfortable in your heels, in your toes, and then when you walk back, it's like, okay, you don't have shoes. So what? You're comfortable. That doesn't matter. It's good for your health. That's what you might
do. Right.
That comes out pretty well in the meme.
Yeah, so when I make the memes, I just try to think of a lot of different angles on how to support our message.
Yes.
So
yeah,
I don't want to just make the same one over and over. So I have to keep making advertisements to reach different people. And to maybe if one idea does not work for getting our message out, then I could try a different direction.
Yeah. It's a great way. I'm inspired. I think I'll also make some memes. And
okay.
Put it out. Yeah.
I would like to see that.
Yes. Whenever an idea comes, I will make it. It's a very interesting way. I'm learning how, if you want to market anything, you know, make a funny thing out of it, which is giving something interesting. But, Dave, I want to ask would you give me some feedback on how to improve my communication and maybe how to be more entertaining? Like how you've been listening to me for so long, maybe you could tell me a few things that I could improve on.
We can have a conversation off the radio, I guess. I'll have to think of stuff. When I have you on, I don't really think about how to make you sound better. I just want to have a conversation with you. So
yes.
The only thing I could say is we have to find a way to make the phone quality better. That's the only thing I can say. That, and we have to promote that you have a voice on here. Other than that, it's great. We just have to figure out how to fix the quality.
I couldn't get the second one. I understood. The first one was, what is the sound quality?
No, when I have to keep telling you that I can't hear you, that's what I'm talking about. So if we can fix that, then it would be great. And
so
I'm not upset. It's just that I know every 5 to 7 minutes that your audio is going to start declining.
Oh, so do you think maybe the mic is away from me, or I think that is it that I have to take care of?
It's possible maybe when I tell you I can't hear you, you adjust it, and then after a few minutes you don't think about it, and then it goes back to where it was.
It's possible, yeah. Okay, I'll take a note of that. Thank you for that feedback. And the second one is that telling people that I have a voice on me, and then I'll promote the radio show here and there, that more people
Correct.
Can come in. And yes. Awesome. That's good. So it's 12:22 over here. Just telling everyone what the time is here. So, in 8 minutes, we're going to be ending the show. And,
because we do have another show, 1 minute until Messiah, coming on in just a few minutes. So, after 12:05, you can start winding the show down and whenever you want to leave. But once it says, maybe I should let you hear it. Maybe I should stay on air just so you could hear. Because once it says that there's 90 seconds, it will tell you, a voice will say you have 90 seconds. And then a voice will come on again that says you have 60 seconds. At 60 seconds, when you get the 60-second voice, please try to get off the show as soon as possible, because there's another show waiting to go on. And that person cannot go on until you hang up the phone.
Sure. I think I experienced this like the time that you made me do it.
Well, I'm trying to get you to do this stuff, not because I'm lazy, but I want you to experience everything so that you can handle it, because at some point I'm not going to be here every week.
Yes, I completely understand. Yes.
So I won't make you do anything I wouldn't do, I promise.
Yes, I have faith in you, Dave.
All right. So let's see here. Well, we can trying to think if we have anything to promote here, but I guess I can discuss real quick for those of you listening in. I'll talk about one of our sponsors or our affiliates that we have. So Amazon Smile, there's a lot of people out there that use Amazon. Amazon is the biggest store in the world now, or at least in the United States, I'll say that. So a lot of our members use Amazon, but what they don't know is that there's a program called Amazon Smile. And Amazon Smile is where Amazon set up a program to give back to nonprofits. And because we are a registered nonprofit in the United States, that if you go to smile.amazon.com and you add in your favorite nonprofit, which we hope is Barefoot is Legal, then Amazon will donate a half of 1% of whatever you purchase to our cause, which obviously is Barefoot is Legal. So it's not a lot. We get a half of 1%. So if you spend $100, we get 50 cents. So it's not a lot, but if a lot of people do it, at least it pays for a little bit of advertising. It pays for postage, and it pays for some of the day-to-day operations that we have. So if you can help us out, if you shop at Amazon, go to smile.amazon.com and put in our name as the nonprofit, which is Barefoot is Legal. And that will help us, and it doesn't cost you anything. It's free for you. Except, of course, you have to buy stuff from Amazon whenever you need something. So if you buy from Amazon and you don't have a nonprofit listed, I would like to tell you to use us. Other than that, the website is barefootislegal.org. We are using our videos now with Rumble. So we're phasing out the YouTube. I will still add stuff sometimes, but we're doing Rumble now just to get out of the censorship issues. And we have all the other social medias out there, including Telegram. So if anyone wants to find us on basically any other social media, we should be there. Kartika, you have anything? Do you want to promote your channel on YouTube?
Sure. Guys, you can find me at Expand Love on YouTube and LBRY. And I create content on barefooting, spirituality, self-love, raw food, organic farming, self-sustainability, and so much more. Everything holistic. So if you want to check me out, Expand Love on YouTube and LBRY. I hear that. So Dave, we sign out?
You heard the 90 seconds? Yes, please sign
it's
up.
Said 60
yes,
seconds.
Tell everybody, think of something to say and press BIL outro, and then you're done.
So I cannot do it. Can you do it? Because my laptop is not working.
All right, that's fine. I got it. All right, just tell everybody good night, and then you're done. Just hang up the phone.
All right, good night. Love you all. Bye-bye.
All right, stay tuned for 1 minute until Messiah coming up next.